Hey, welcome. You're just in time to join us for our Weebisation.
Just a quick warning, this episode is going to be very loud and vocal, and also very, very, probably the most controversial episode we'll ever do. It's about aura farming, but it's all opinionated, of course. And I have everyone here, the whole roster is here besides Mike, I believe. But we'll also go through the list, and the question of the day is, what anime made you quit anime?
Boku no Pico.
I'll do names, jackass.
Sorry, this is Angel, aka Soul, Boku no Pico. I just wanted you to know that.
And that's how we're starting this episode.
You're going to have to change your name to Fallen Angel, bro.
I'm going to
getting down and dirty with that shit.
What's up next?
So, yeah, we have Angel with us, also known as Solus. He's the Boku no Pico man right now.
You already
spoke into existence.
Who want that in the title?
You claimed it.
Yeah, you claimed it. We have Calvin. Calvin back.
Yep. What's up?
What anime made you quit?
Oh, shit. Korra.
Korra?
Yeah. Then I'm going to go with, what's it? Reincarnated as a Spider?
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually
hated that shit. I watched it. And I was like, you know what? I'll be optimistic about it. And then I got to the end. I was like, why did they do this time jump?
No. Yes. Yeah, the time jump was good.
It was so unnecessary.
Are we not talking about reincarnated as a vending machine?
I love that.
That was actually dumb. Funny.
It's dumb.
That's really funny.
But it wasn't meant to be taken.
There's a reason why I didn't watch it.
I'll see that one.
I saw the title. I was like, that, no.
It's me drawing. We had no limbs. So
we got our co-host, Shannon, also known as Second OG. Oh, what anime means?
Yeah, Quasar no Stigma. There was never a time where I wanted to watch an anime where someone got powers off of sucking titty milk.
What?
And that was it.
What?
You just get stronger. Yeah. Yes.
How do you know?
Yes.
How do you watch that?
How you know Issei wants to know your location?
Right. It just felt like a clone of freaking High School DxD. But except he, man, needed that milk energy.
He actually needed...
He needs some milk!
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was mainly the plot. The animation was trash.
It was pretty trash.
Oh, absolutely God. Garbage.
And curse mark future watchers.
Curse.
Will? Oh, we have Will. He's back.
Also known as Jester in Full Plate.
Yeah.
Not that I have really any. Oh, I think I have a different one.
So like Attack of Titan, pretty much, but worse.
Oh, it's worse because at least a creator who's also a god who's just been f***ing around in the background this whole time and is a total poser, literally just being good at firing cool arrows. It's just like the projectile.
His hate is bubbling so clearly.
I can feel the hate.
I'm like, this is an episode of it.
It's different lines, but it's the same hour and 40 minutes, and then the last 15 minutes are different.
At this point, you guys and the Spice and Wolf fans need to band together.
Spice and Wolf is good. It's not so superior.
I didn't say Spice and Wolf was bad, but tell me
he is one of the fans.
Spice and Wolf is
Tell me when they finish one, if you're still a fan.
Yeah.
My other show, Log Horizon.
Crazy.
That made me quit anime for a while.
Crazy.
Log Horizon is the same concept as Sword Art Online. Suddenly people are trapped inside a game. And they did it correctly. They did a really great job of creating this, creating the premise. They did actual game mechanics, except with like different states a actual game mechanics, you know, so you have...
And there's no fucking harem shit. There's like a side harem.
So that's the thing.
There's like a side harem.
Is then when you actually start to watch the show, you just realize that every single female character has no personality.
Yes.
And there's, like, they hide it well. They do. Like, you watch the show and you're just like, wow, this is a really cool concept. And you're watching and you're just like, what's wrong with this show? And it's hard to tell.
It's like the Pokemon thing where everyone's like the same character, but there's no alteration. That's literally what it's like. Where, like, every character's just, like, void of emotion.
And I was having such an issue with the show, and I couldn't figure out what it was because they focus on the other characters so much. And then they get to an episode where it's just the female characters. And I'm like, holy shit, this sucks. And I realize, I'm like, why does this suck so much? I'm like, wait, all of these characters
aren't actual characters. Yep. They're two-dimensional fucking,
they're
like,
not even side characters. They're just there. They're like, they're
not a single one of them has a coherent thought. It's so frustrating.
Yes. Also, my hero made me want to quit.
So good.
Because it was so good first season, and then I don't know what the fuck happened for the rest of the show. Like, it's just straight bullshit.
No, villain arc.
Villain arc was okay.
The characters were sick, by the way. Power was dope. But
My Hero, I have a love-hate relationship with. That's it. Because I do love watching My Hero, and then
concept-wise,
and then
it's amazing.
Part of me hates watching it because I'm like, this is not.
It was like great. It was like it remind me of. It's like fucking Justice League Snyder Cut versus regular Justice League.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Where it's like one, like, you know, part of it's so good, and you're like, when you watch the whole thing, you're like, what the fuck? It's like, what the fuck?
One more that's not Pico related. Adi Fueta, is that how you say it? Adi Fueta?
Or Fueta?
Yeah,
I agree. That
gets me 50-50 like My Hero.
Romance.
Yeah. The romance thing's killing me.
Where have I heard that name before?
Because it's three women that just want to molest this man.
Which is over molest.
Over
molest. Not just molest. Over the molest. Like obsessive, like stalker.
What's the anti-fumble?
I know what anime almost made me want to quit anime.
Shit, I forgot.
Sorry, say what you were going to say, Kel.
No, what's the archetype of, like, you know, a...
Oh, isekai.
Not tsundere, fucking...
Oh, the opposite? A yandere?
Yeah, yandere.
Crazy for you?
Yeah, yandere.
I'm what I like because I like the comeback story of the guy. I like the premise. And I was okay even when he met the love interest, who's like a lolly 3,000-year-old vampire. I was even cool with that. But then when every...
I want it on the record.
No, it's fine. You just listen to it, right? But then...
I want it on record.
You got to marinate it for a little bit. It's okay when they're 3,000.
But when
you meet three other characters, and each of the women is a rabbit who is feral for sex, a dragon who likes things up her ass. Literally, that's an episode. She likes something in her ass.
He stabs her in the ass to fucking defeat her, and she actually ends up going full Maso Darkness from Konosuba.
Yeah, she's busting.
And it's horrible.
And then there's just a regular girl who's like, no, I just like him. But she's like, but if he's naked, I'll suck some. And then that's the whole show. And I'm like, okay, this stuff. And then season two came along, or season three, and now he has to love them. There's like a prophecy that he has to fall in love with each of them. And I went, I've never been told to love someone. That's crazy. You're going to make me love you? You smell like shit.
The anime is like the most edgiest concept.
The teacher was the most interesting.
And then you try to make it lighthearted by season three, and you're like, it was too edgy to begin with.
I will say, it did have some really good action in it.
In the beginning?
Yeah. In like early season.
When you the monsters? Yeah. Bro, when you're just like, I'm making guns. Yeah. I make guns. Yeah. I make a van. He made a van. Yeah. He made an army jeep in episode 3.
Say even he horror farmed a little bit.
He just walked away. He needed everyone.
Yeah.
Good segue, by the way.
Bro was like, I'm gonna drink poison for a couple episodes and then come back dripped out as fuck.
We are back with your favorite podcast, because this is the perfect time for the introduction. I'm your host, Senpai Jello, as normal. But yeah, we're having a very controversial episode. Thank you for listening as always. This is Weebsations, where you're controversial with other weebs. So you guys have a top. In your opinion, who's one of the top people that you could think of at Aura Farms?
I have a controversial choice.
Controversial choice?
Controversial choice. Kaz from Yu-Gi-Oh! GX. That man did nothing. That man was a loser. And he had an army of people following him with horrible dubbed and subbed voices. And they loved him. He got kicked out of school. He ran away from school, came back with a black leather jacket that he didn't want. And they said that several times, it stinks. And he still had people thinking he was the number, he was the top duelist. And he had people screaming, Kaz it up, Kaz it up.
Man was a ghetto Kaiba.
The ghetto Kaiba. He was Timu Kaiba.
Timu Kaiba.
Timu Kaiba. Oh
my God. That would imply that he's at least fresh from the factory. We know that shit wasn't clean.
No, that shit was not clean, bro. That shit was not clean. But that's my controversial choice.
More like a troll of the
party. I agree with that.
Never watched GX.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I've never
you've reached it.
Are we going one at a time? Or do you
yeah, we're going one at a time. Cool. Who's the most RF farm in your opinion?
Azula.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
Took over a country, which is Aurora.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Crazy bitch.
Well, can I
honestly just those fucking scenes where she's like, talking to the she's talking to the Dai Li, and they're like about to piss themselves. It's like, you know, like, shit, the guy tries to start a coup against her. He's just like, never mind. I'm a bitch.
And she was talking the most time.
She didn't do shit.
Yeah, she didn't do shit.
She just unhinged.
Yeah.
She was unhinged.
She was like, crazy, bro.
The funniest thing about Azula is like, I would say 80% of the time she can overfarm. The other 20% you realize she has like a social disorder. Yeah. He was trying to flirt with the guy.
Yeah.
It turned into like, yeah, I think your outfit's so sharp.
Yeah.
it could cut the side of an arrow. Come on, destruction and fire. Because you're so sharp. It's like, huh?
Calvin's like, I can't fix her, and that's okay.
Yeah. No, I don't want to fix her. I want to ruin my life.
Yeah, bring her.
Still take her to ruin my life, too.
Yeah.
Let me smell your feet.
Calm down there, Hakos Bailey.
No, that's what I love about the show. It's like, you know, it's they don't need to be, like, the most perfect person. But they, like, I mean, Aura's Aura. Fuck.
They describe and show it without having to use words.
Yeah.
They show Azula in her way of commanding
or yeah.
commanding a presence.
Yeah.
That's what I get what you mean. Shan?
I want to start real light for the first one. I'm going to go with Veridora from Miss Lime.
That's yeah, the one with the dragon.
Yeah.
That man literally emitted a forest in his aura, still captured. He was captured in a magical bubble, which he cannot penetrate, and the form was just like, a guardian angel.
Yeah.
Captured in a force field that was impenetrable to him, and all the monsters around him were like, we're safe as long as he's here.
And he still rizzed the realm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Rimmer ate him with the shield, and everyone's losing their shit, because like, what do we do? The humans are going to slay us.
Yeah. No, and as soon as he comes back, everybody's fucking pissing themselves.
Yep.
Holy shit.
They're both all casual. They're like, yeah, who's this guy? Oh, that's Veldora. Veldora? What do you mean, Veldora?
He has, like, the same impact of, like, when, like, people from Harry Potter see Voldemort.
Yeah.
That's the impact.
Yeah.
To be fair,
and no one knew what happened to him, and he was inside of Rimuru, and people were scared of Rimuru because, like, you know, like all the monsters, were like, whoever you are,
which they could feel the power of Eldora in Rimuru too.
But they just thought it was
Rimuru. It's a recognizable.
They just thought it was Rimuru.
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay.
To be fair, they were expecting like a 20-foot tall black dragon, not a blonde, tanned Australian beach himbo.
Yeah.
Beach himbo. That's fair. Yeah.
Dude looks like the kind of guy who would tie the beach towel around his shoulders like a cape and go, I'm gonna go save the children.
What the fuck?
He's not a dog.
Alright, your turn.
Well,
it doesn't have to be anime, by the way. It can be anything you want.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my previous answer and say Senator Armstrong, bro.
Metal Gear Rising. He was all about America and nanomachines. So.
Dude is more of a Chad than Peacekeeper could ever hope to be. Like, fuck you, Bing Chilling John Cena, bro.
You know what's crazy? I thought Jet Shoe Sam was really cool until I saw that Senator Armstrong was just built different.
Yeah. He literally just...
Bro, more
he's
like,
literally just on steroids.
More like
steroids. It's man machines.
More like Jetstream Ham. Look at that side. Oh, god damn.
Yeah, and he's a football player. He's bringing that up in every other scene. He goes, I was linebacking over in college, son. Nanomachines. And then you find a man with a samurai sword. And you basically destroy the soldier, and you are you ain't shit, and you let him punch you for at least 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You let the dude not just warm up, but you let him go as far as he can to the point of nearly breaking his limits.
And I'm still confused on how Senator Armstrong lost. It's just implied that I just hit you harder.
Yeah,
but I'm like, you're not really explaining to me how Senator Armstrong lost. I think you wrote yourself into a corner.
I thought it was because Sam's sword was stronger than Raiden's sword, and it had a field that could cut through the nanomachines. I could swear that's why it was so...
The sword weakens nanomachines? like it breaks them down, but it does not stop the nanomachines from like reassembling. So the idea is that Raiden just cut you faster than you could heal, but then you stopped. So technically at any point you can heal the nanomachine. Yeah, we just wrote it that the sword is your weakness, but you wrote yourself into a corner. And you're like, yeah, he's just
faster. Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Did you just describe every sci-fi epic ever where they make the villains too strong and have to block
them? Yeah. Going back to Sakamoto days. Sakamoto days. When the greatest aura is an old man who cut a building in half and walked away was so powerful, we wrote him out of the story because we couldn't find a simplistic way to say Sakamoto matches him. And guess what? He does not. Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, I'll start off light with Scar from Full Metal
Alchemist. Ooh!
Because everyone's scared of all the sins. Everyone's scared of all the sins.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, everyone's scared. But if you're going to go with Full Metal Alchemist, you got to say rap.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying, Scar literally goes up and his first meeting with them is like,
Scar's got...
Oh, you think you're strong? Let me just show you my arm.
Scar has the title.
Yeah.
He's known as the man with the scar. He's just known as Scar.
Well, in Brotherhood and all that.
Yeah, but like the idea is Scar has aura because you are known.
Yeah.
Scar has that terrorism.
He just
walks and people know.
Yeah. Like Wrath, you could say Wrath, but also like...
But everyone's scared.
Sorry, like Fear of Bradley.
Bradley. Yeah. But isn't it like... It's been a while since I watched it. But isn't it more like... It comes out later that Bradley is Wrath.
Yes.
So most of the time, his aura isn't there. He's just Bradley.
In the beginning, he's Wrath.
Halfway through the series, then he just starts murking whoever's upsetting his breakfast.
Yep.
And he's just like, I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to kill you. Okay, I'll give you this, though. He did chase down a tank. That shit looks wild.
He chased down a fucking tank, and y'all are forgetting the way he fucking shows up, you know? Like, the scene where fucking Edge points a spear at him, and then he walks away, and the spear's already cut? That shit was horrible.
I'll agree with you there. I'm just saying, like...
I think that's Calvin's next choice.
everyone's scared of all the sins, and Scar does not give a fuck.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who they are.
I do... Okay, I do like...
That's why it's my soft choice.
Okay,
that's my soft choice.
Only some people are scared of lust. You gotta worry about the people that aren't scared of it.
Yeah.
Next one?
Next round?
Yeah, next round.
I'm gonna go with that last time. You go with Piccolo.
Hey, I agree with you.
Okay, man.
All he does is Aura
Quark. Yeah, he knows that. Take Majestic in the Wind, theme music, stare at you.
You got
no doubt.
Who goes out with the ivory cape, grape purple, fuck fit.
Yep.
He got those Yam Jordan 22s. He got the Yam Jordan 22s. You know, talking about his Jordan 22s, made out of fresh yams, highly recyclable. This man in every Dragon Ball Z movie shows up in the wildest
way. Yes, he does.
He's been standing, which the aura's there. The only downside to the way he does that is it implies he was watching you getting your ass
beat
for at least 25 minutes. He's been standing there like this. And then he hits a beam to block, to save you. And I'm sitting there, finally. But he's been there for at least 25 minutes. Okay?
That man reflects every energy beam.
Every time he shows up. Here's the shit too. He has so much aura that when he appears, we as a collective anime fan know he's going to get fucked up. Yeah. And we don't care because it's fucked. When Krillin shows up, everyone's like, ah, Ponyo. When Piccolo shows up, you act like the day will be saved, but nothing fucking happens. But that's okay because it's fucking Big Green.
Yeah.
The scene.
Right. The only time he didn't do that was during the Cell game. That was the only time he did it.
And during the Cell games, they had that big explosion that occurred, and him and Gohan stare at this kid like it's a solar eclipse, like you don't give a fuck. And you're just like, yeah, I'm not going to move. I'm going to stare at it. We're playing chicken.
This is the guy that said, fuck your moon in particular. particular.
He blew up the moon. He blew up the moon.
He said, I don't care what impact this will have on the local fishermen. We stop in the Saiyans today.
Yeah. He blew up the moon. He fought Nappa with Krillin. He learned the Kamehameha by watching Goku do it once.
Yep, yep.
Okay? Okay? This man, they gave him so much aura for losing that in Dragon Ball Super Superhero, bad title, they gave him two new transformations, and he still got his ass kicked at the end, and you still don't give a fuck because it's Piccolo. They gave him Orange Piccolo. That name is not good, nope. But that energy, he rolled up. He took a double dose of SARMs and antibiotics, took steroids. He called Ronnie Coleman, got steroids, floated up and said, bring it. And the man punched him several times. He stood there and went, my turn? Cool. And then hits him and says, fuck it. This man believes in a five-year-old boy more than he believes in anyone else to the point that he willingly gets his ass kicked. Because he knows Gohan will transform any minute. Mind you, that's called gambling. Any minute now, he'll save me. Any minute now, he'll save me.
99% of gamblers quit before they win.
Yes.
You know, also he's best dad. Hands down.
Best dad. You're raising another man's son and you still got aura like that? That's crazy. That's crazy. When you raising the ops kid. And then you become friends with the ops.
Man has so much aura, he couldn't even pass it down.
Yeah,
he couldn't even pass it down. Dude, when you're raising another man's son, and then that son wears your drip.
Yep.
You're so proud. You're like, yo, this is your first pair of Jordans. Here the Yams 20s. The original 20s. And here I got you an ivory and grape and a size 6. My man.
Hey, I'm not going to lie.
Your dad. Front of your dad, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, in front of your dad is crazy.
In front of your dad. You want me to match your clothes with your dad? No, I'd rather have your clothes. Dad, you're right. That's crazy. My heart grew 3 sizes. The man don't even need to eat, dude. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that's true.
That man don't need to eat. All he does is drink water.
The man needs some
sip. And absorbs men. Pause. He absorbs 2 other people and becomes better as a whole, still losing and held back Android, Fort, Cell, everything he does, he's losing and it doesn't matter. Because it's fucking Piccolo. It doesn't matter. We all love a strong black thing. This man takes out every 30 episodes, and yet you just like, man, he holds it down. Krillin be bringing sensu beads, and no one gives a fuck about that.
This is my quote of the year. Piccolo, best side nigga ever.
Right. Yes. Yo. He don't even need bitches.
No,
he's just that guy.
He don't need no Namek hoes. No Namek hoes.
He's just good. I'm good. Your turn, guys.
I got him. I ran that
game. He's fucked.
Yeah, bring that energy.
Alright. I think I gotta go with the obvious. We haven't said it yet. Sung Jin-Woo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, somebody has to say it.
They're already thinking it.
No.
Yeah. I know.
He reformed so much, it was pissing me off.
It does piss you off.
So I've never read the manga. So I was watching this anime, and I'm just like, this guy is, instead of saving people, he's standing on unstoppable building aura farming? What the fuck is wrong with you? I was so mad. I was like, okay, one of the best characters, they brought him in just so you could love him, and then fucking kill him? And then instead of saving him, you're standing on top of a fucking building? What the fuck?
This man absorbs
zombies to raise
this leader. Man absorbs aura like he's making a spirit bomb. This man can't move until it's complete.
My favorite?
Holy Calvin is 100% correct. This man will watch you die and then go, oh, arise?
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, arise. Cool.
No, so he, like, in the first season, I'm like, okay, he's doing shit. And then the second season, stop watching him get his ass beat. Stop.
He has to hold his secrets, Calvin.
My favorite part about that?
He only steps in when problems arise.
My favorite part about that is the island, he didn't give no fucks until one person he liked ate shit. And he goes, oh, I have to go save Bay.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Before he showed up, at least 30 people died, and the idea was that...
Wait, 30 people and Japan's strongest.
And Japan's strongest.
And Japan's strongest.
And he could have been there at any point. He could have just exchanged at any point. That was the fucked up part.
Yep.
It really implied that you really were watching that long?
Mm-hmm.
What are you, some sick fuck?
So what they didn't add...
Oh, that's really bad.
So it was in the manhwa, what they didn't add, is there was a 10-minute delay between the broadcast and what was actually happening. Which is why he was 10 minutes late.
Yep.
So it makes sense if you read the manhwa. But for all the anime watchers, which I know a lot of people just watch the anime, holy shit, that made me mad. I'm just like, you're gonna aura farm this hard?
Bruh.
Just watch these people die?
God forbid if he has to do it at the same time.
Yep. Oh my god, it made me so mad.
Bruh, dude is wondering why the Korean hero is letting the Japanese characters die, forgetting about the generational beef between every single major. It's like, oh yeah. Hey guys, the only ones we hate more than our neighbors are those guys over there. Like, okay.
I'd rather get eaten by a fucking ant than like say this.
and as the one white crayon in the box here, I got no words to say. They're hypocritical because you know that French and British beef, bro. Be going. I mean, like
French and British beef is crazy.
You got the most R. You gotta go up a notch.
Not from you, but trust me, I've been holding back. I'm gonna probably say Charizard.
From the anime? Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yes, absolute no fucks.
That man, he said, you have a choice?
Come on, what?
Who the fuck
is Pokemon in existence?
Yeah. That man ignored his trainer and said,
"That's so fair."
You know, I guess I'll fight once for you.
I cannot believe Charizard has aura. This man,
Charizard has so much aura, he transcends the fucking anime. Yeah. This is a real life.
This man couldn't even get his crush with Desperate Riz. What are you talking about?
Pause right now.
Riz and aura are two different things.
Riz and aura are different things. We covered this.
Another Pokemon that fought several canon and non-canon legendaries and said, fuck it, we run. For a 10-year-old.
Yeah, for a 10-year-old.
For a 10-year-old. The first time he saw it, what did you see? He fought Entei.
Yep,
and exactly. This man, he's not even a real Entei. This thing was a souped-up,
massive
Entei that the longer she believed in it, the stronger it got. And Charizard said, give me the hand.
Fucking ball, bro.
Next,
what was your dreams?
Fuck your dreams. Hey. Fought a Magmar in a volcano.
Yep.
Fought an Articuno because you said my best choice to fight a legendary bird was another dragon. It's not even a dragon. You're like, I might as well call something, now, something big.
Not to mention, he has his own animation for his moves.
Dude, and then
Seismic Toss is crazy.
Can we talk about, if you're watching the anime, let's skip ahead to Pokemon Black and White. They skip to the end of the series. Ash is like, oh, go reminiscing about Charizard. Mind you, once again, still 10 years old somehow. Right. Regardless, calls and says, oh, you know what? I'm going to call my Charizard over.
Right.
Throws it out. The motherfucker roars and they've animated a shockwave from him and he has a stare down with a Dragonite. Mind you, bro already fucked up two Dragonites. This one's like, I want only smoke, and Charizard's too old for this shit. He goes, motherfucker back. And then they go outside and they fight. And they're fighting. This little bitch says, use Dragon Rush. In the anime, this thing looks wild. It's like a big energy. This motherfucker said, use Slash. Charizard Grunail went in and came down. And then when Dragonair's like, fucking Charizard just turns, roars again, and creates a shockwave. And when he tries to run away, motherfucker says, oh, Dragon Tail. When'd you learn that? When'd you learn that? I thought we were chill, but you were not! Dragon Tail? You know how crazy that is? That it's almost like you were prepared to fight this motherfucker over here? You, like, good. His moves were stupid. He had Flamethrower, Wing Attack, backslash.
Seismic toss.
And seismic toss. Yeah. Like, I don't even think he had a flame. No. When he fought the Dragonite. Wing attack. Flamethrower, dragon tail.
Yeah.
Your moves ain't even that good. It's that lattice one. That's weird. Yeah. Why do you have that ready? Yeah. That's like going to a really bad neighborhood and always being struck.
Right.
That's crazy. That is an amazing answer, Sherman. Drag your Charizard.
Yeah, Charizard.
That's too much.
He also, like Calvin said, he transcends the anime.
He transcends it. Everybody knows.
In real life, Charizard's one of the best Charizards.
Charizard's in Smash Bros. In Pokken Tournament has two mega evolutions. Like, he needs that shit.
Right.
He needs that good. Had his own. Did you guys ever see the special where it was the story of Red?
Yeah.
Right. What happens? He fights a Mewtwo.
Yep.
Mewtwo beat the shit out of an Articuno. You beat the shit out of Legendary. Charizard gets thrown in the water. And then Charizard just mega evolves with that aura came up literally. And then beat Mewtwo with a mega punch. He said, nah, fuck. Oh. He straight up 1-inch punched him. And then they caught it and went, damn, I didn't know Charizard had balls like that. But I really want to rock Charizard. But if you look in the video games, that motherfucker's white.
Cool. Yeah. In the video game, he's so
okay,
trash.
But
in the anime,
but it's the chase card of every fucking Pokemon set.
Chase card of every Pokemon. Even set. His Japanese name. Does anyone remember what?
Lizardon.
Yeah, Lizardon.
Lizardon.
He is literally the Dawn.
Lizardon. Man, for Aerodactyls, three Dragonites, a raging Gyarados.
Yep.
Fucking name Articuno, he lost to a Dusclops. That is upsetting. You lost to a Dusclops. That is not true. That's not your fault. That's because your trainer is a 10-year-old boy who said seismic toss.
Yep.
I'm a ghost.
Yeah.
Didn't
you go to the Indigo? Didn't you be in like season 7?
Yeah.
Don't we know? Don't we know?
Not to mention during the Mewtwo movie. He fought his perfect clone.
He fought his perfect
on
clone.
Equal terms.
On equal terms.
Every other Mon lost except for him. He was just, they were both just head to head.
Hey,
let's
not talk about action.
Pterodactyl dinosaur Pokemon. Didn't he whoop that thing's ass?
Yeah, he's Pterodactyl.
I don't care if you died thousands of years ago. If you fuck with me, you're gonna die again, motherfucker.
Last one. Let's talk about not just that Charizard, let's talk about the dude Alon's Charizard. It was the first time you saw Mega Evolution from a Charizard.
Yeah.
Ash had a souped up Mega, I don't know what that was, freaking, I keep thinking Gekoga.
Oh,
That's a Japanese version, Gekoga. It's, Greninja. No, yeah. Greninja. Is it Greninja?
Yeah, it's Greninja.
The water type. Greninja. Fought that thing to a standstill, and then he won, he beat it. And then, it turns out, if you watch the previous show, like the side stories, his Omega Charizard fought a Mega Metagross, another Mega Pokemon that belonged to somebody else, and a Primal Groudon. Motherfucker, what? You're not even that good of a Pokemon! Why are you rocking these battles?
Dude, Lance's Charizard, too? Like,
Lance's Charizard didn't even give no shits!
No, I know, dude.
He gave no shits! A Charizard that's just like you just had strong shit, dude. Fucking what's his face? A Leon.
Oh, Leon.
A Leon. Leon.
Yeah.
And he just once again, why you have that? Happened to have a Charizard that got Gigantamax and new Dragon Pulse just in case you mega evolve.
Yep.
You know how sneaky shitty that is.
That is some sneaky
That's some sneaky shit. Oh, I already know you're gonna mega evolve, so I taught him yesterday Dragon Pulse. Yesterday. All day. What's Vegeta and Dragon Ball? I trained all day yesterday. I'm taking a break.
All right, in tangent, sorry. Charizard, tell us something.
Good answer.
That is such a good answer.
I need to know Dragon Pulse so that you no longer have a pulse.
Who's your next aura form pick?
Mm.
I have a compound.
I have two for that tie for me. On my next one.
We can also bring it to a list. I have a list pulled up. Mm-hmm. People voted on it. We should check it out in the video.
Yeah, see who's on there.
Mm-hmm. You can go before you will if you want.
Yeah, go ahead,
man. My top out is Dio from JoJo's
Bizarre Adventure. It's just a posing for you.
Yeah.
It's just a sexy type pose.
Okay, this man.
Oh,
No, but this man took, he said, you're stronger than me, you're better than me in every way. I'm going to take you and your family. Okay? I'm sorry. That's just...
Decapitated man took the man he was hating on, yep, body.
Yep.
And then reproduced with it.
That's
a little... I've never seen anything pettier before. Yeah. While also farming orcs.
No, while also farming.
The man is...
Man's brain's vampire all the time.
So you're approaching.
I'm like, damn, I'm walking on it.
Yeah,
I'm
like, walking, bro.
The man
can't beat the shit out of you without approaching you.
The man makes up his own moves. Yep. Road roller. Yep. He just hit you with the fucking steamroller and then punched it a lot. And I went, that's kind of gangsta.
That's because he never runs out of steam.
God. You know what's also crazy is his theme song changes every season.
Yes! You know? You don't get one?
No, he gets every season is a different theme song, bro.
This man also wasn't hit.
The world!
You can stop time! You like several different about. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't he fuck with a dude on like a staircase, pony glyph, where he was? He kept rewinding time to get running up the stairs.
Yep.
That's a crazy power move where you're just sitting at the top, and they explained it that he was like, no, every time you reach the top, I just stop time and carried you back down. And I was, that's more work. So much more work. I just want to. You have so much aura, you're a professional gaslighter. I thought I was up the stairs. You weren't. You weren't. You're down there.
So are you imagining sitting up down the stairs and you get the top something at the bottom and the guy's like... sitting at the top just panting like...
He's trying to act so cool. He's like, what are you doing down there? I was up there.
No, you weren't.
You weren't. Dio, professional gaslighter.
Bro, Dio's so petty for so many reasons.
Dude,
he fucked with people with his power.
Dude,
he goes, you're right, you're better. And I'm going to take your body.
Yeah!
And this guy drinks people to fuel himself. Yeah. So he's like, I'm going to waste entire human lives on fucking with the stairs, bro. this is like an HGTV episode. You're fucking welcome, motherfucker.
Stop time is an eternal vampire. Like, what the fuck more do you need?
Have you guys ever been to the Winchester Mystery House? No. Would you like to?
Dude, freaking Dio's such a good answer.
That's my cop-out answer.
I feel like Dio's less of a cop-out answer. He's more of like, if you go over his shit, that's why me and Calvin were like, motherfucker's petty.
Yeah,
that's
so petty.
Because you can't have aura and be petty. Dio can.
Yeah.
Dio breaks the rules. Gives him more aura. People worship this man. Yeah, he goes, God, Dio, you're so wonderful. I know. You ever make someone loop on a staircase? Let me tell you.
It's fucking Mario 64.
You ever seen evil? You have not seen evil till you played Mario 64 with somebody's life.
You didn't try the freaking Walmart backwards.
See, you wouldn't be enough here if you climbed with your ass.
Right.
Oh,
Lawrence was so shocked that Joseph was like was willing to cheat, but like before his death, Jonathan had to internalize to his wife, bro, we gotta train the bloodline to beat this motherfucker.
Yeah, for real.
Did you come up with one, Will?
Yeah, Will, did you come up with one?
Nah, bro.
It's okay, we can go around again.
Right.
I got two and two.
We can also go right to the list.
Let's go to the list. Like, we've said it.
All right. I'm just going to click on one. I mean, I agree
with you. I'm already mad that in the top, like, 10 or so, that it wasn't up there.
I mean... let me say.
It's by alphabet.
Okay, let me say this before we get down. My two that I got a tie, and one's not going to be on there, but the other one is. I know it's going to be on there. Madara Uchiha.
Hell yeah,
Madara Uchiha, and for video game for me, Liquid Snake.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh yeah, Liquid Snake.
Liquid Snake went to Alaska with no coat, with its chest open.
Yeah.
And then ran a bunch of psychopaths to work for him. And when I see psychopath, one was literally a psychic. The other one was a man who carried a Gatling gun. The other one was a man who had a real big fantasy for revolvers. A woman who really liked hanging out with wolves. These are psychopaths, and you tame them all. Because your father really left some marks on you, you sick fuck. As for Madara, You got a man who got resurrected a minute ago, stared down an army, and went, no jutsu, only hands. And then the dude who resurrected you was like, for real? And he goes, this guy stutter. And then jumped down.
Yep.
And everyone was panicking. There's more of us than him. And half of them went, so? That's him! It's the guy! They're like, we'll charge him together! And as they run, they're shitting. Ah! As they run forward. And my daughter was like, oh, I'm not even going to use my shotgun. This is just dumb.
No, I
some
love
of you
the
may die, yeah. But that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
I love the fucking the meme of the, like, I'm the brave and person in anime. It's the person at the head of the pack.
It's like, so you will die first. You'll die the quickest. That's all it is.
No, but like, dropping a meteor. What about the second I told that goes crazy? That goes crazy.
But they fought so hard to stop one meteor, and then it took everybody.
You know what we forgot? We talked about the car? Stopping the theme song.
Oh my god. Honorable mention. I'll do it. Yeah, honorable mention goes to Aizen.
Yep.
Aizen's too obvious because everything he says is all according to plan. Even the Thousand Year Blood War arc, they almost broke, they were breaking him out of prison. He goes, all according to plan. I knew you'd come back for me because I knew you guys would get your bootsies gaped. And now, but here's the thing. His aura is true for one purpose only. When you got the main character in Bankai, start his theme song, this is what you waited for. Go charge this man. He stops it with two fingers and the music stops. You can do that? That's it. You broke reality. Yeah. You know, we
broke the fourth wall.
Every right. Soul Reaper went, it didn't get quiet. Like, we would notice the music, but all of a sudden you notice it got quieter. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't know. He never cares if I can stop a theme song.
He never cares if I can stop a theme song. I've seen characters lose, yep. But the theme song's still rolling.
Yep, yep.
Because you want to wish for them.
Yep.
Don't tell me. Aizen can just do that? You break your rules? You ruin the episode? You have so much aura, you ruin the episode.
Yeah, you ruin the dreams along with the man.
Yes. Yeah. And that was it.
That's hardcore. Literally. I don't know anyone that can stop a theme song.
Yes. That's honorable mention because it's too obvious, but Aizen gets it for that specific thing.
All right. So I'm going to just go down the list. I'm going to ask yes or no. So I don't know if any of you watched Fairy Tail. Agnolia. Agnolia is the king of dragons, or not the king of dragons, but like the dragon, but he's taller than a fucking like a gunship.
I would say, since I'm the one person that probably did watch it here,
I say yes.
I say 50-50. He doesn't get enough screen time. His aura comes from the fact that they keep revealing him here and there, and then they finally fight him,
yep.
And you lose to the power of friendship. When you lose to the power of friendship, you lose your aura.
He was feared by the country. Not just the town. He was part of the country.
Yeah, that
for how much destruction he had.
That was another anime. I mean, one quick anime.
Very good.
You only watched the first season?
Well, it's because power scaling is, I believe in my friends.
No,
my
the first season has no power scaling. It's just nonsense.
I believe in my friends.
Yeah.
I'm one with the force.
If you love me, I'm harder.
Yeah.
If you love me, that's a friend.
You guys didn't watch Fairy Tail, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Afro Samurai. I say
yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it's
a,
almost.
It's voiced by Samuel Jackson.
Yes or no?
Yes, he's voiced by Samuel Jackson.
Yes.
Bro, the L stands for all the L's his opponents have. it's an obvious yes.
All right, we already talked about Aizen. Aizen's already on there. Yeah. I've never seen One Piece, I'm assuming.
Kainu, I do not believe has aura. He has a magma fruit that makes him intimidating. I don't think that.
Yeah, that's like that's
people don't really respect him either.
That's not
aura. I fear you because you literally kill people for less.
Yeah.
Kainu's, I don't agree with
that. Akaza from Demon Slayer.
I think he's not a good fit.
He doesn't have a good fit.
No, he's not a good fit. He's got fire.
That's not aura.
That's not aura. He ran away from a fight from Tanjiro the first time you met him. You're a puss.
Yeah.
He thinks he's strong.
And you sweat whenever Muzan shows up.
Oh, yeah. He sweats his ass off.
Alexander Anderson, which I think is from Hellsing.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I say yeah.
Yeah. Can
I say
yes? He does.
Yeah.
Can I say yes because Hellsing Abridged makes this man Hellsing Abridged makes more aura.
Even without Hellsing Abridged, if I remember correctly, he was literally dealing the hard stuff, and God was like, hey, yo, boy, knock that shit off. You got better shit to do. Wake the fuck up, samurai.
So,
yeah.
The next one's Alibaba from Magi, the Shadow Labyrinth.
Alibaba does not have.
I say no because Alibaba's a bitch.
I will tip you.
The person in there would be Sinbad. Sinbad is the king of all
things. Sinbad has aura and drip.
He has seven whatever the genies,
yeah,
whatever. And most people only have two. Yeah, this man's aura on me. All for one. That's a given.
All for one. That fucking theme song. Holy shit!
I mean, technically All Might, but I feel like it's cop.
Yes.
That's a cop.
Yes, as soon as he walks in, every villain shits themselves. Like,
he needs to walk in. They hear his theme song.
Oh, hell yeah.
And they shit themselves. It's just his
fucking theme song. America. Eagles.
They said, oh shit, America's here.
No, we hear his theme song. They hear Eagles.
Yeah,
they,
oh yeah,
Alucard,
yeah. That's all it is. Archer?
Archer's controversial. Because what Archer are we talking about? Because. Archer, that's the image. You're not going to show me 30 Archer.
No, they're going to have
The remake.
Yeah. We're not doing a whole longbow unit, no.
Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works Archer.
Yeah, okay.
I would say
his main ability that he does. His main ability that is the only power.
When he starts explaining himself of why I'm doing this, I feel like your aura diminishes because I'm like, even you said, you know this might not work. If I'm going to change the past and I don't know and I'm like 50-50 on it, I'm not going to do it. This man went back and was like, I'm going to keep trying anyway. Mm-hmm. That kind of killed a little bit of your aura. Until that point, yeah, fine. 99.
He does kill God like six times.
Okay.
But does.
Fire is his thing.
Oh my god.
It's like Chinese water torture. It's drippy driving.
I would do that every day.
I drown.
Until someone beat me.
Okay, so next is Baki. I mean, yeah, that's a given.
Yeah.
Baki. I've never seen Baki. I know Baki.
Baki.
Yeah.
Say 50-50 for me.
Yeah, Baki the Grappler, no. Baki later. He just kind of doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Binimaru
is Gojo. Absolutely different.
He's just Gojo.
Yeah.
He's just Gojo with fire power. Yeah. Literally was told in the manga he could destroy the earth if he tried. Your power is I create fire, and my second power is I manipulate the output of what it looks like. That's so crazy.
Yeah. I'm upset this next one on the list, actually.
Who's this one?
Black Dynamite.
You know Black Dynamite.
What?
He thrusts the water. Someone got away on a boat and he fucked the water to get there.
Fucking
yeah, the live action.
Yeah, they're the live action one too. But when people are scared of you, they stutter. Dynamite.
Okay. Is that the one where he's like, but I'm trying to sell drugs in your neighborhood?
I don't think so. Not that.
No. I'm forgetting it.
No, but
it's Dynamite is God.
That's why. That's why I said it's not fair. It's
I mean, Afro Samurai's on there.
Yeah, Afro Samurai's on there.
It's a scream for me.
Oh shit! I love how every other character said his name.
In the first episode, they implied when he was born like a 10-inch cock.
Yeah.
How much aura do you need? Yeah.
Oh fuck! Broly, that's a given.
Hold on, can I say Broly's 50-50?
Well, okay, which version of Broly? Because there's different versions.
I think Broly is all. I think original Broly has more aura.
Yeah.
But then like new Broly. Super Broly kind of.
Yeah, I'm 50-50 with Super Broly.
Yeah, because Super Broly's more like, it's not that he doesn't, it's just more like his story's more fleshed out. And you're like, that's not aura, that's more
I will say the Broly in Legends is pretty good too.
Yeah.
Broly is more of a, his aura only comes from his rage.
Yeah,
right.
And he's not. A rage.
Yeah, you're not a
rage. He got dope fit. This became aura, and also who has a nice fit? And you're like Broly, but Dragon Ball Z original Broly has crazy aura. That motherfucker was saying crazy shit.
Yeah.
Chainsaw Man.
Genji ain't got shit.
That man's got vomit in his mouth.
Dude has desperate riz and no.
That man got thrown up on. Can we start from the bottom right there? Because I'm seeing a
Jiren.
Yeah. That's a good meditate during the whole entire tournament. Every time you touch me, I'm going to send
you. No, man, he fought you with his eyes.
I fought you with his eyes. He glared. They literally said he'd stare with
you. He beat you with his eyes, bro. Like, that's crazy. Hiro Shishigami?
That's a 50-50.
That's a 50-50.
Yeah, 50-50.
I think that's a robot with no personality.
Yep. Mahito?
No.
No.
That's not boring. That's just,
he's sadistic.
He's sadistic. Goku Black, you say yes.
Specifically that. He's on the suit.
Goku Black
is the one dude who says the hard R, and everyone's like, damn, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Because
that man kept saying, Ningen. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about now? This man was saying, oh, poor, in Japanese, he's like, oh, but you fucking Ningen. And I'm like, what you call me? What? What the hell? And he just kept saying it over and over while he touches his hair.
Yeah.
And he kept coming back.
It's hilarious because Black, Goku Black, and Zumatsu just feel like two different characters. I just feel like two different characters.
You have so much aura that in English dub, you have an English accent. What? You were five. Also, his English accent only occurred when he went rogue. He was regular. And he's just like, I'm Goku Black. And he goes, and this is Rosé. I'm like, what happened to your voice there? Why'd you... Hello?
Man, change his whole dialect. I don't know who this is.
Thorkell?
He threw a wooden spear. A humongous spear. What was it?
The Vinland Saga. Vinland Saga.
Oh, I do know.
He threw it from the boat to the land and killed somebody.
He threw an entire English channel.
Yeah. That's from the myths that they said people used to do that, and he did it. And I went, that's aura. If he didn't have it before, he had it then, and then the rest of the show.
No, he was bored because they weren't attacking. Yeah. So he decided to fuck up their camp by throwing shit across the
air.
Dude took one look at his spear and said, wood.
Masashi Miyamoto.
Miyamoto Musashi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like that's more of a history thing. Just history thing. Yeah.
I mean, like, so much aura that he, like...
Mikey, yes.
Yeah, Mikey, yes.
He's not a fan of the show. Mikey is just okay. He controlled it again. 14.
Yeah.
And he picked someone while they were holding onto his leg.
Well, like,
holding on his leg.
Just like a classic delinquent.
Yeah.
Well, he's like the delinquent.
He's the delinquent.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good
one. Zoro's a given.
Zoro, yeah.
Yusuke.
75% of the time.
Yeah, I would say like.
He's a punk.
Yeah, he is a punk.
He don't got aura. Until later. Goro, he got aura.
Yeah. So I would say 50-50 on that.
50-50, because he's also like, he gets beat up a lot.
He does get beat up a lot.
He's more of like a relatable character, because he
loses fights and
have aura. He's like 16.
He takes a while to leave his Yamcha arc.
That's actually a good way to describe that.
Yujiro?
Oh my God. Yeah. He stopped an earthquake with a punch.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
He's touched so much aura. Literally in the manga, it states that he does not see any other man as a man because he has too much testosterone.
Yeah.
So he just has sex with men that don't want it.
Yep.
We all know the word, but he has sex with a lumberjack in a cabin. Because he was like, I need it. I need that stink. And he also swam up river. And he's going 50 miles an hour. He swam up river.
Okay.
Eastern animation movie warriors.
Hell no.
Okay.
Damn.
I would say no.
No? But that scene that they're showing, standing over Masuya.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, exactly.
We definitely have one with
holy shit.
Yuki, I mean.
Yeah. You're a little transformation of another man to create aura. Yeah. You were a pussy, and then I have aura every time we duel.
And you make your own rules and constitutions.
All the time, and everyone says, okay.
Yashimura?
I don't know who that is.
Yashimura has
counts cards, and it's fine.
Yep.
House does not win.
Kira, Yoshikage, Kira, from,
Germany. Does he have aura, or is that more like...
let's bite the dust, so...
Yeah.
He uses it like he does not care.
Yeah, he uses it like he doesn't care, that's true.
Okay. That's a Bleach, that's Yuhabaha, or Yuhwa. Yeah, he's
Yuhwa.
Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yuhwa. Yu He is literally an allegory for Jesus. He has the powers of all Quincy's. He can absorb them all at once. He can see every possible future, and no one wants to fuck with him, and no one can really touch him. And it requires all the Soul Reapers, plus Aizen, plus the people that are working for him, to just stop him. And I don't think they kill him. I think they steal him away again. They couldn't kill him. You're welcome. 100%.
He is Whitebeard. Whitebeard. Vegito, hell yeah.
That's a cop-out.
Yeah, it is a cop-out. Vegito, I mean...
Vegito?
My Bulma.
First season?
Yeah, I feel like Calvin has a point. I feel like Vegeta has...
Diminished over time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When that bear scene with my Bulma, bro...
But every other time, he's
got moments. Yeah.
But Vegeta's lack of aura due to it decreasing... when he had more originally, is due to just him becoming a better dad.
That's true.
He trades ruthlessness and aura for father.
I don't think it's that, because you can be a dad. Piccolo's a good dad. I'm talking about Vegeta keeps running his mouth and getting his ass kicked.
Yeah,
you ran your mouth to Cell, he got your ass kicked. You ran your mouth to Frieza, he got your ass kicked. Frieza came back, you beat him, and he let him blow up the earth.
I'm not saying you can't have moments.
Yeah, I will say, especially in the original, I'm not saying
you can't have both, like how Piccolo has both. What I'm saying is he traded aura for other shit, and that's why he gets his ass beat so hard.
He stopped killing people. He stopped wanting to play dirty to win.
Yeah, my argument was I didn't think Vegeta lost aura because of having kids. I just feel like he kept barking at the fence and the dog showing
up. He went from this is a goon for Frieza, I'm gonna ball him up, to, you know what, my Bulma.
Yeah, it's cute. I like it.
Bash and Stampede from Dragon. I mean,
I'm not familiar with that.
This man kills people without looking at them.
You should watch Dragon.
You will like Dragon a lot.
Yeah.
So this is a picture of Trunks, but it's the original future Trunks, and I agree with this.
That's the one that split. I'm gonna say new.
Okay.
This is the guy that fucking blue screens when his mother accidentally flirts with him right after he killed the big bad ass.
I'm gonna say Trunks.
It's too much loose.
He's a character.
Toji.
Yes. The only person to beat Gojo. The world called fucking magic.
He killed her universe's version of Godzilla. Yeah.
He killed her universe's
Anya.
Anya from Evil?
The problem is that
she's a good character, but she's like lines with a mask and she's bitch made on the inside.
I'm probably 50-50.
You want to go say I'll stop the 50-50 because the next one over there, Sukuna, has aura.
Yeah.
Sadistic and messed up, but his character does not require an army.
So we'll say no
for her, yes for Sukuna.
And then we already talked about this with Sinbad from
Mario. Yeah, we see it.
Simon?
Simone from Gurren Lagann, which is the main character, that man is
built with aura.
He is
literally a huge character.
No plot armor, just aura.
His power is aura. I believe in myself, and therefore I believe in this drill, and my power advantage. He doesn't believe in himself. Believe in the me that believes in you.
That's the meme. Shigura, yes. Shigura, no. I would say no.
You're using power to describe that, obviously.
Shanks, Inventor.
Shanks literally stopped.
This is true human form Sasuke.
So I would say no.
No,
I don't think Sasuke.
Sasuke never had aura.
His brother kept taking it from him.
For real.
Saber, no. Ultra Saber, yes.
That's the closest
you could get to aura for regular Saber is I'm going to kill everyone over one mistake and damn be the consequences. But that's not really aura. That's just like being fiscally irresponsible but with time instead of money.
Also, I'm just saying Piccolo's on this list. So we did it, guys.
Yeah, we did it.
Ryu. I would say no.
I say he has moments. I think he's just a fucked
up guy. Yeah, he's a fucked up guy.
Well, it's not. It's
okay. Uga, okay, I know. Ryuga, yes. Yeah,
Ryuga?
Ryuga, yes. Yeah. That man with a Beyblade stopped the volcano.
Yeah,
with a Beyblade. With a piece of metal went, nah.
Mustang? Yeah.
No.
Roy Mustang.
You say no?
I don't think no. That's not aura.
I think that's aura.
That's not aura.
I wouldn't say that's aura.
No.
He just
literally steps on a beautiful killing machine Calvin, in the face and says, I don't have time for you right now.
Calvin, will you say it's not aura, it's more like respect?
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Oh, absolutely.
He doesn't command. They respect him as a whole. I think Calvin's
he's badass.
He's badass. But you don't command
exactly.
The scene when you show up.
I don't
the only time he ever did was when he was pissed.
That's true. Okay, that's true.
Oh, and no, and he's pissed. And once again, I respect it. He's powerful.
Yeah. We respect you as a commanding.
I think
you're not aura farm.
I agree with Calvin because I think the only time he shows any amount of aura farming is when he kills Lust.
I agree with you guys. Roberta. I have no
idea.
Oh, I know what. Did she from Black Lagoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just straight dab nuts just for the effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, River.
That's a guarantee.
That's a given.
Yeah.
Rebby.
No.
No.
Rebby's a petulant child.
Poochie. He's the guy from the end of JoJo.
He's Dio's pimp.
He's the priest.
He's bottom boy.
Yeah, he's a bottom boy. Yeah,
he's pretty.
He uses dirty tricks. And
he works. I would say,
I think Will's on a point because he more or less sucks up to Deal. He wants to be the new Deal.
He has a good poker face.
You can't suck up and have
doesn't have aura.
You can't suck up.
I guess that's true.
Yeah,
he is a named henchman. He is he's
Perfect Cell, specifically Perfect Cell.
Perfect Cell.
And I say yes.
Perfect
Cell.
Yeah, yeah.
That man
held
a tournament to see if Finn was stronger than him.
Big Cell hijacked the television. Yep. No, to be like, we go fight in 7 days.
Yep.
Bring everybody.
This man.
If you lose, I'm going to blow up the planet.
Yep.
This is like the ring, but good.
Yeah.
This man said, anyone can challenge me if you want.
Yes.
Yes.
Obito?
Only had aura with the mask on.
Oh, that's true.
With the mask on, that voice changed.
The moment his name was Madara, he had all aura.
Natsu.
Natsu has no aura.
No. I rely on my friends too much. You can't.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't have.
He didn't even have aura as END, bro.
Right.
No, I don't think Natsu has aura.
We're talking about aura farming, so.
He has an aura farm well because you're relying on your friends for almost everything.
No,
and
because
your friends can fight on their own.
He leaves for 10 years by himself.
Okay, that's still an aura.
Yeah, but he's not.
He gets a lot stronger.
Your presence, not aura, is that aura farming? Wait.
Hold up. Does Goku have aura?
No.
No.
No, right? Goku leaves his family for months on end.
That's true.
Is that so? That's what we're equivalent to, Nico? Nico made a point. He left for 10 years. Goku leaves every month. Says, fuck my kids. Feed them, Chi Chi. He's still lacking aura. So if I abandon my family, I get more aura? I'll abandon you motherfuckers right now. I can fly tomorrow.
Naruto has moments.
Sage mode, Naruto, whenever it shows up, aura begins.
Yeah, that's true. And then
yes.
He's just Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
All
right, I'm going to stop because there's a lot more on this list.
Actually, no.
Keep going? All right. I haven't watched Mob Psycho yet, so
stop
Angel's
tangents. Just keep going. I haven't watched
Mob Psycho yet, so I have no opinion.
Yes.
He has accidental aura.
Accident.
So that's the thing is, the entire show is just the motherfucker is aura incarnate, except nobody in the show realizes.
She's like the son of Akuma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
How about this? For the next,
nobody
for
in the
next
realized.
Two rows, rapid fire.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Minata.
Yes.
Yes.
Million Knives?
No.
No.
Keep going.
Mikasa.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Marilyn, yes.
Yes, from Black Clover, Maki, she's a mini Gojo, Madara, we already went over, Luffy, later in the show, this is when he's in like a time skip, Luffy. Yeah, okay. I'll get time skip Luffy.
Light Yagami?
No.
Just posturing. Just a lot of
things. You man, the strongest soldier?
Don't care.
Absolutely. He's like, do what I want.
Kurapika, yes. Kurapika is wild.
What's Kurapika about?
Kurapika's from Hunter x Hunter. They made a deal where he can only use his ability to kill the spider troop.
Yes.
And they made it so
Yeah.
He really doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
Like, he's very dangerous.
Kokushiba,
he is
From Demon Slayer, he is the...
The brother.
He's, I thought he was Tanjiro's dad.
No, he's the Kokushibo... Click on that picture.
I can't.
Kokushibo is, I believe, that's the... Yeah. That's either Muzan, the one that killed Muzan, or the brother of the guy that killed Muzan.
Quick
tangent, everybody.
Muzan's dead. Hell yeah. Good.
No, it's the villain. That's the brother of the guy who killed Muzan the first time.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes. I would say no. I would say no. If you read and watch the show, read the manga, watch the show.
Yeah.
He's just a jealous brother.
Yeah.
He's just a jealous
brother. King from One Piece.
Yes.
He has the same problem as Mom. Yep. Just accidental aura.
Yes.
Who?
King Jason.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Who's that?
He's the king, bro.
King Hassan.
Yeah, I don't know.
King Hassan from
Fate. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, here's Calvin's.
Wrath.
Wrath.
Hell yeah.
King Wrath.
Yes.
Killua. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kid Buu. Specifically. That's hard.
I'm
going to say no to Killua because he's literally just Miu Shiro but better, and they both suck.
Mm. I'm gonna say Kid Buu is no.
Yeah,
he doesn't get enough screen time.
I think we
both should die.
Super Buu guy.
Yeah. Katana Man.
No.
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 Kaneki.
No.
No. Kaido.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jidar, yes.
Yes.
Jotaro.
Yes.
Yeah. We already went over Jinru. Itachi, that's
yes. Rin, Isagi. That's not Isagi, that's Rin, but okay. That picture is Rin. Isagi, later, right. Yes.
Ippo,
no.
Ichigo.
Ippo, yes.
Yep.
Okay, now we slow it down here because now we're getting some heavy hitters. Hisoka, he has.
Yeah, I'll say yes.
In the wrong way. You have aura, and there are also. You're on a wanted list.
Yeah.
You're on several lists, but you have aura for the wrong reason.
What are we describing? Ragna the Blooded?
Oh, God, I'm just like, ugh.
He's the next kid.
Guts.
Guts?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's a given.
Dude's like, I want
to kill Gon. Oh, Gon is no.
Yeah, yeah, Gon just has moments.
Gon is
a happy kid.
Yeah, Gon is a happy
kid. Roger, that's unfair, Goku? No.
No.
He actually does.
Gojo. That's a given. Gogeta? So, movie Gogeta, yes, but not show Gogeta.
No.
You don't think so?
I think movie Gogeta, sure.
Yeah, movie Gogeta specifically. Okay. That's movie Gogeta.
You guys say yes on Gojo, but I'm like, all I can think of, and I love the show, but all I can think of is above heaven and earth, I alone am the plot device, and that's...
He was created to be the aura.
No, he's fucking aura.
He's like One Punch Man. Is one
the he's one the fastest, like, except for Gojo. Right. He's the strongest, except for Gojo. It's like, no, he fucking aura.
Yeah. That's why Gojo is Gojo.
Goblin Slayer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. He talk.
Yes.
Gilgamesh.
What do you mean? Yes. Goblin Slayer talks?
Yeah, I'll say Gilgamesh, yes.
Yeah.
Garp?
Yeah.
Garo, yes.
Garo, yes.
This is Black Frieza?
Yes.
Black Frieza?
Sabine Black Frieza?
Okay, even in the manga, Black Frieza, you can't really scale the aura that he has.
Yeah.
He transforms one time.
Yep.
Does one thing.
I feel like if it's all of Frieza,
more aura than
did
it. Because I can't count Golden Frieza because he He gets gold in the freezer from whining.
Yeah.
So I would say no for specifically Black Frieza.
But everything before Black Frieza, sure, you can give
him. No, I still wouldn't give it to him for Golden Frieza.
Because he ran an army, ruled half of the universe, then got beat by Goku.
And failed
the Super Saiyan time. Yeah. Never mind. He was going 2%
And when he got when he survived, he still got an army back.
Yep.
And then when he got resurrected, he got his army back again. Yep. And the man has enough aura to keep building an army after he lost and three times.
That's crazy.
And then died to Vegeta's overgrown sperm.
Frieren, I would say no.
Yes.
Frieren the Slayer?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Do you not understand the moment she locks in? I'm scared.
Yes.
That's true.
I think you're killed more of our time than anybody else.
She doesn't really care.
Yeah, I was like, she doesn't care.
Oh, yeah, no, like, she doesn't care, which makes her so much more terrifying when she wants to kill you.
Frieren's aura is the whole problem with being long-lived or immortal, where you stop giving a shit about anything.
Dude, when she smiled, like, stop.
She passed the Kenpachi.
Where she fought a demon and it was like an aura battle. Surpasses yours.
Yeah.
Kill yourself.
I've been hiding my own.
She was 10 meters of diameter.
She let a demon hang her just to prove it doesn't do it.
Esterosa?
No.
Esterosa's no.
That's from 786.
Yes.
Okay. Walking.
I'd say Urza. Yes.
Urza. Yes.
Eren Jaeger.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Later season.
Later season. This man,
seen the way he walks.
He walks like his dick don't fit between his legs. He walks like he got dealt of the dick.
Dealt of the dick is crazy. We already said Dio. Diavolo?
Diavolo? No, he went out like
No. He died.
Death?
And he built
Death from Death Note?
No. Death from.
Yeah, Death Note. Death from Soul Eater. Soul Eater. Ooh, because it's like, I would say yes. I would say heart, just yes. Yeah, he's just goofy. He's just goofy.
He just has goofy moments.
Yep. Crocodile.
Crocodile.
That's Psy, though.
I say maybe.
I'm going to leave that to Calvin.
He can have moments. It's just, he doesn't have a screen time.
Yeah, too little screen time to say yes.
You can't have aura when you leak the water.
Yeah.
Like 90% of her
kids? No,
it's also bags. Dude, how do you have an aquatic animal name and then be fucking sucking dick to water, bro?
That's crazy. Fucking dick to water.
Okay. All
right,
good one.
Crollo?
Yeah, I'm from
Hunter x Hunter.
You just need to rewatch Hunter, bro.
Flora, and yet I feel like Crollo doesn't do anything.
I think Hunter when it first came out, and I never
heard so specific. He has a 3-step thing to like
take. No, he can't take anybody's power.
It's a 3-step thing.
Oh, yeah, well, he needs to make sure it doesn't kill him.
Yeah, if you can't kill him, I have to understand what it does. I have to stab you with this knife, and I have to do something else.
Because
he fought Killua's dad and grandma.
To make sure it doesn't have any repercussions on him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's
the biggest thing.
That's
fucking aura.
All right, so I don't know if you two know this because this is an oldie, but it's Char.
From Gundam.
Yeah,
Char doesn't.
The OG aura form.
The posture, and then
he has so much aura. They remade him in 3 different seasons of Gundam that were different things.
He's like the original OG aura.
Well, you're so popular, we have to remake you in another series that doesn't have anything to do with you.
He faked his death just so he could tell everyone that he faked.
They just brought him back. Char's in a new Gundam that was like Gundam SSS or something like that. It's like a corny isekai Gundam.
Gridman. Yeah.
Yes. And they brought him back as Char is like the father of Gundam.
What?
It's crazy. They brought Char back for that.
So, this list, do you guys agree with it or halfway? I'm 50-50 on the list.
The list isn't bad. I'm 75. Whoever made the list needs to do more research.
Okay, so their top three on this list is crazy. Piccolo, Aizen, and Goku are tied. And I think
Goku does not.
That's just the Goku simps talking.
The next closest is Sakura
and
Dio.
I like Goku.
If Sakura, Dio, and Aizen were the top three, which of the three would you pick? I would say.
So I think they're.
I don't know.
Can I see number
7? Yeah,
7
Escanor.
I'm gonna say this.
That ranking is wrong.
I think overall, I think Dio takes it for me. Aizen second. That's just me.
I'm going to say aura for me, if we're using, let's say we just use the top seven.
Yeah.
I'm always going to put Piccolo first. That's just my bias because of all the stuff.
Piccolo's first on all this stuff.
Piccolo, I feel like Dio and Shanks are really tied. I think Shanks does really cool. But Shanks doesn't get enough screen time. So I'm going to say Piccolo, Dio, Escanor. Because they made Escanor be like that.
Yeah.
They made him like that.
Of the top seven here, what's your top three?
Of the top seven there?
Yeah.
I'm not using those.
Damn.
What are your top three?
What are your top three? Out of every character we just listed and went over this episode, who's your top three?
No, I haven't seen enough Dragon Ball to kill those guys. But I'm going to say, because I'm going just from the show that they're in, I'm going Gojo, Escanor, Sanji.
That's right.
Okay.
Who would you play as Sanji?
Yeah, who if you didn't have Sanji?
If you didn't choose Sanji, who?
Scroll up. I need to see the list. Keep going.
Bradley?
No.
You did chase a tank.
I'm going with Kamina.
Okay.
Kamina's good. I'm going to break the fucking universe because I believe in you. It's like, yeah, that's Aura.
I'll add to Calvin, there is no Simone without Kamina.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely. Exactly.
Yes. So, is your top seven of this list that we just did? Or overall?
Top seven? I'm doing the three.
Yeah, you know, I'm saying of the top seven. You pick a three.
I can't pick three here. Yeah. I think I'll do Aizen, Escanor, and Piccolo for 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna do. I think I'm gonna do Perfect Cell, Escanor, and then Dumbo.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Right. I'm gonna have even without being the center front, Escanor, or like, bro, he got dropped by Merlin, and he's like, I don't even care. I'll deal with that later. I got shit to do.
I'm gonna add one to the list: the Beast King from Gurren Lagann. Dude, nobody gets out of a mech and goes, I got hands. It's like, that's crazy.
Bro, you just described every other Mechazord fight in Power Rangers. What are you talking about?
Yo, let me add this to it for anyone who hasn't watched
Gurren Lagann. I'll put Kamen Rider on the list.
Kamen Rider is dope.
Absolutely.
And I would say, if anyone has watched Gurren Lagann, Calvin, help me finish this. Dance by the end of the series, Simone has so much power and aura. His suit doesn't fit in the galaxy. It's in multiple galaxies.
No, and they're using galaxies to hit each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yet,
the ending still sucks.
But my power's so great.
Shut the fuck up. It's great.
But
it's
my power's so great that I'm hitting you with attacks that actually cannot miss because they're hitting you in other realities. So if you dodge me, I'm hitting you on Tuesday.
I
missed on Monday.
You literally get knocked out the next week. Yes.
I took the day off to go see the star. The lights in the sky are stars. And I tell you, not only can I not unhear Ben 10 from that annoying ass motherfucker's mouth in the English dub, but it is.
You watch the English dub?
It is doom posting, pretending to be Hope Corps.
You're watching Gurren Lagann English dub?
It was the only one I could see because IMAX was doing a rerun of it.
Okay, so your opinion's invalid. That's not a show. That's garbage.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's you crazy. Might as well just watch Ghost Stories.
Yeah. No, you might as well go down to the local play and watch kids like act on stage. Like that shit was garbage. Like, oh my god.
You gotta breathe out.
If I watch the sub, will it be better?
Yes. That's the only show.
Literally.
Oh, it's a whole different show. It's that I'm is glad. The show I'm that glad. Made me go actually. Dub is trash.
Yes.
It made me
want to leave the theater. There's
very few shows that dub is better than sub.
Yeah.
But like, it's usually the 90s.
Yeah. Full Metal Alchemist.
Cowboy Bebop,
Dragon Ball Z, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
So I watched dub, and I was spoiled. I started on Full Metal Alchemist watching dub. And then I went into, I think I watched Code Geass in dub. Also not bad.
Yeah.
The sub is better, but it's not bad in dub.
Yeah. No.
And then I watched, I think I watched Fate Stay Night when the Blade Works had dubbed, and it wasn't terrible. It's once again much, much better in subbed, but it's not bad, and it's all just a good show. Yeah.
Fate stayed good. Archer was the best voice actor in that.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever played Archer did the most work,
mm-hmm.
and then everyone else was like, okay, but like literally that's why, I think that's why Archer became really popular in like English dub.
Yeah.
Because Archer's voice actor really leaned into it. Sorry.
I then watched, and I watched all these shows all the way through in dub. And then I watched Grimlocking, and I went, dub is hot garbage.
I'm glad it's not just me. I was like trying not to strangle myself in my own chair.
No, I could
not.
There
were people around me and I wanted to die.
It's so bad.
It was so painful.
Do not judge Gurren Lagann on its fucking dog.
I will say,
I wanted to die.
Gundam and English, I like a lot more than
okay.
Yes. Gundam and Macross, I actually really like.
Fingers.
Yeah, I actually really like.
I will renew my subscription opinion on Gurren Lagann. I will go try and check the
stuff. Have to watch
closing segment, because this sure. is probably a longest episode.
Can I ask one last question for anyone else who's seen this? I have a character, I forgot his name. He was not on this list. You ever heard of Madoka Box? If I say no, he literally took away the color blue because some dude was manipulating the color blue and the world turned red.
Yep.
And then he said, also, I'm just going to turn this into a manga. And he took away the design. Yep. And I went, what the fuck is this? Yep. And he's like, I have nails that literally, he got stabbed. And he goes, I don't feel pain anymore. That's my rule. Yep. And you can't kill me.
Yep.
The fact that he was not on that list is criminal. That literally says no to living.
That's the ultimate cheat.
That's ultimate cheat.
Yeah,
when you're
that's just authors trying to one up like Saitama and taking the joke seriously.
When
they came out way before.
Just that's true.
Way before.
Closing argument. Aside from anime and video games, what real life character has like superhero or, in your opinion, has the most art part?
The Rock. We're talking about human beings.
Yeah, human beings.
Snoop Dogg, because he completed all the side quests.
He did.
What the fuck?
I'm gonna walk out right now.
I don't know this man.
I want it on record that I don't know him. I don't agree with him.
I'm leaving the room. I'm leaving the room.
Oh my god.
It's not my real answer. Go
more ahead. Like, P. Diddy pay you to say that, motherfucker?
Oh my god.
Gross. Get the shit out of here, Angel.
I'll think of it.
Bro, I'll walk home, I swear.
I'll think of it.
I'll put Morgan Freeman on the list.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, he's played God, so I mean, how much
exactly.
more can you have?
And like, when you hear his voice, you just believe him. You know? Yeah. That's what's up.
Keanu Reeves. John Wick and Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
I could believe people over Hedgehog.
Yeah, so like in his later roles, absolutely. And then you watch it like
you forgot
he forgot
you mentioned John Wick but forget Neo, bro.
I said Neo. The one. He's the one. I would say Neo, John Wick, and Shadow the Hedgehog were the things that made Keanu Reeves have more.
It's not
that much aura that Hollywood forgot he's an Asian man. It was just like,
you don't think you get that.
Yeah.
This man doesn't even care. He rides a subway every day.
Yeah, holy
shit.
He
doesn't even give a shit.
That is aura.
I mean, he literally takes a case for the devil as a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What you got, Shane?
I don't know any.
This man said, "I'm gonna donate."
Well, that many real life people. That's why I chose
Keanu Reeves is like, I'm gonna donate some of my own salary.
Yeah, I want to say The Rock.
The Rock, Keanu Reeves are up there for reasons.
The Rock has so much aura that he's able to get cast in fucking superhero movies with no lose clause in his contract.
He's also in a rap song. With fucking Tech N9ne.
Yeah, it's about drums.
I mean, that can't rap and somehow in rap songs. can't sing, gets cast in a musical.
Keanu Reeves,
yeah.
Okay. I'm probably going to go with The Undertaker.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Mask off or mask on? I'd say mask off.
Mask on, obviously.
Yeah.
You remember when he?
I might have
He came out the coffin, and they're like, "Oh, we buried him." And then they're like, they had the coffin on the stage, and the whole fight for an hour and a half. This man was still in that coffin, bro, and he rode out of the coffin, not sweating. I was like, "How? Like, how are you not sweating in a coffin?" What?
I'm a side tangent and say, you know, the actor of Undertaker was in that coffin going, "This is not bullshit."
I have a controversial IRL take.
Okay.
Jim Carrey.
Ooh. Okay, so are we talking Jim Carrey now or 90s Jim Carrey?
Yeah,
90s Jim Carrey.
Now Jim Carrey.
He's Ventura and The Mask.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, Jim Carrey. Yeah,
now Jim Carrey, I'm like, God, please stop talking. Stop. Stop, dude.
So much political talking, please, man, unfortunately.
Stop talking about how you want to fuck a 20-year-old.
Mine's a sad one, but I feel like Aaliyah before she passed away.
Oh,
Aaliyah.
Yeah. Aaliyah
was an inspiring singer.
It was R. Kelly's quote unquote wife slash girlfriend.
Oh, that Aaliyah. Yeah.
I feel like. She did really good. Everything she did was very passive.
No form of work on there.
She was a good person. She was a good person. You know, can I say another controversial take, which is really messed up, I'm sorry. R. Kelly, because R. Kelly is in prison. And we are still, and I believe I Can Fly and Remix to Ignition are still fucking.
And Trapped in the Closet.
Those songs are crazy. And he got away with his shit for 40 years.
We all knew.
Don't say anything. Aaliyah, like this man, they all knew. They didn't care. Dave Chappelle got Aura.
Oh, yeah,
I went on my thing and I said, delete, Dave Chappelle. I started my first paragraph on my essay, I got a better track.
You know what? I changed my answer. Jason, the actor for White Ranger, when he was in the Power Rangers.
Jason Frank.
Yeah, Jason Frank.
No, I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to say Danny Trejo.
Ooh.
Yes.
Dude.
Ooh. Yeah, he does.
He is like the, like if you had the fucking modern interpretation of like a badass vaquero, it's Trejo.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black?
No.
He does have ironic aura.
He's an old aura.
Anything Jack Black's in, people keep going to watch.
Yeah,
we invited him to a game show to be a guest for an hour.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no American has ever done that.
Jack Black has aura in such a wild way that it could be a movie, and it's amazing because Jack Black was Bowser.
Yep.
And he sang Peaches. And we're supposed to play that in the gym.
Peaches.
He's unironically in a Hallmark style rom-com, my guy. Like,
yeah.
That's fair.
Jackie Chan.
And oh, hell yeah.
That's a good one.
Fucking Jackie Chan and Jet Li.
Jet Li.
Yeah.
Well,
All right, well, I'm going to end it right here. Chuck Norris, thank you for the podcast. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for this episode. We will see you next time on Reversations.
Oh, Bruce Lee.
That's how we
end
it, Bruce Lee.
Bye, guys.
Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
You
got to
lead it out.
I know, bro.
Brandon, thank you. Appreciate you. Love you guys. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Weebisations. If you enjoyed the episode, tune in every Wednesday wherever you catch your podcasts. And join the Cracked Media Discord to get updates and interact with the community.